Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned into yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. We have an amazing, amazing, amazing show for you this evening, featuring the amazing soulful voice of the 70s and 80s by the name of Michael Henderson. You may have heard some hits of his like You Are My Starship, Take Me, I'm Yours, and so much more. We're going to have him in the studio later on for an exclusive interview, as well as his soulstress feature in Take Me, I'm Yours. Miss Rena Scott will be in the studio as well. Coming up next, as always, we have our little tidbit of hot gossip. Spill the Tea is coming up next with Graham to the Emmy, some of your favorite 70s, 80s, and 90s hits, as well as music from yours truly. And, of course, our majorly suggested and requested Billboard chart-topping singles. Kicking off the show with another special hit, as I mentioned, featuring Ms. Rena Scott, since she's going to be in the studio. This is Michael Henderson's Take Me, I'm Yours. Again, Michael Henderson's Take Me, I'm Yours, featuring the soulful Rena Scott. Stay tuned for the hot gossip.
Just drive me wild. I was leaving, but I'm here.
bamboo. So much torn to pieces, back together, love is blue. Cause good, bad, or indifferent, I'll be right here with you. That's how strong my love is, baby. But lately you've been acting strange, tripping over chump change. Loving still don't feel the same. What is it that I can do?
Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, oh, but it's
feelings driving the music, tied on the disco ride. Feelings driving the music.
Howard Hewitt. Club Nouveau.
Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away from all these rumors. They make it
Radio. And John John of Troop.
Angels cross the stage. Hey, that's the
the barge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code J Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Got a little bit of tidbit of quick gossip before our exclusive interview with the legendary 70s and 80s soulful vocalist Michael Henderson, as well as his songstress herself, Miss Rena Scott. So let's get into this quick here gossip, okay? Will Smith is talking. He will play Genie, yes, the blue guy that comes out of the bottom, in the live action Aladdin. The Oscar-nominated actors to be touted for a comic role in Guy Ritchie's adaptation of the 1992 animated Disney adventure. Will Smith is in talks to take on the role of Genie in the Disney's live-action Aladdin. The actor, last seen in critically disliked fantasy Collateral Beauty, could be following in the footsteps of Robin Williams with the comic role in Guy Ritchie's adaptation. The film will be the latest of the company's increasing set of live-action takes of their successful animated films. Smith was in negotiations to take the role in Tim Burton's Dumbo, but the deal failed to work out. Ritchie's Aladdin will start shooting this summer in the UK, and Disney is reported to seek unknown actors for the lead roles, and there will be no whitewash with producers Dan Lin, suggesting the film will have a diverse cast. According to Sean Bailey, head of the motion picture production of Disney, the film will be highly energized musical. And this year has already seen the studio celebrating global success of Beauty and the Beast, which has earned $1 billion worldwide. As well as Dumbo and Aladdin, the studio also plans to remake Mulan, Peter Pan, The Lion King, Little Mermaid, and Pocahontas.
I'm looking forward to this because personally, me being a Disney fan, I am so excited because Aladdin, Genie specifically, Genie, Abu, and Carpet were my favorite characters from Aladdin. So to see, I wonder what they're going to do makeup-wise. Are they going to paint Will blue? Are they going to give him prosthetics like they do on Face Off and paint his whole body blue and give him some big peps and can on, looking all delicious, looking like a big old powder of cotton candy? I don't know. But that's going to be interesting. I'm excited. Another interesting thing, they are bringing back Fear Factor. Yes, baby. They are bringing back Fear Factor. We all know and love Fear Factor from the early 2000s. And it's grossness, it's grotesqueness, and adventure all in the same breath. But guess who's hosting? Luda. Luda Chris will be the host of MTV's revamp of the beloved, nasty, grotesque show, Fear Factor. Rapper-turned-actor Ludacris, which he was also in the Fast and Furious movies, will be hosting the reboot, which kicks off May 30th of this year on MTV, announced Wednesday. The Fear Factor promises to hit on youth tension points with challenges such as Roachella, Trap Queen, and personal cell phone rescued as heights of a 100 feet. On each episode, contestants will pair up into four teams, whether siblings, roommates, or best friends, to compete for $50,000 in cash money. MTV also reveals the contestants will confront their biggest fears, be pushed beyond their comfort zones, and take action against some of the biggest stressors on the show. Fear Factor was originally aired on NBC from 2001 to 2006. Baby, I'm excited. I have to say, I am absolutely excited for this show because I ain't seen Fear Factor in a long, long, long time. And you know they redo all the episodes in K&O. And they do reruns as well on different networks. Like they would do reruns on MTV. They would do reruns on fearnet.com and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm excited personally when they used to eat bugs and slugs and be in a pit full of spiders and had to be in there for like 2 minutes straight. Child, I couldn't do it. My nerves be too bad. I'd be up in there sipping some tea like, hey. Get your lemon tea, raspberry tea, and my personal favorite, sweet tea from McDonald's. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited for that. All right, babies, we got one more ultra towel. 36 ISIS militants killed in U.S. mother-of-all bombs attack, Afghan ministry says. Up to 36 suspect Islamic State militants were killed in Afghanistan when the U.S. dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb ever used in combat. The target was the military described as a tunnel complex used by the ISIS Afghanistan affiliate. The U.S. for the first time used what the military colloquially called the mother of all bombs, the GBU-43B. Dawlat Waziri, an Afghan minister spokesperson, says no civilian has been hurt only on base, which Daesh used to launch attacks in other parts of the province, was destroyed. Designed for destroying underground targets but not itself a deep earth penetrating weapon, the GBU-43B has the explosive yield of more than 11 tons of TNT, dynamite. The massive bomb dropped from the Air Force planes and detonated before reaching the ground, resulting in an enormous blast radius. Only the massive ordnance penetrator GBU-57, which has never been used in war, is the larger conventional weapon. The psychological efforts of survivors or observers is considered an added impact of the weapon. I just want to know what's going through Donald Trump's head. Just the idea I'm thinking of what in the world this man is thinking of. Just the simple fact that you getting explosives and you got bombs and all types of carrying on. The fact that you're doing this is amazing to me. And there's no serious cause for causing war. And really and truly, with Russia being on board, North Korea being on board, Syria as well as Afghanistan and Iraq, this could literally lead us into World War III, maybe even IV. I never know. All right, babies, it's time for our exclusive interview coming up in just a few minutes. Dial that hotline 323-642-1569 to connect to the soulful styles of 1970s and 80s vocalists, R&B soul, Michael Henderson and his lovely soul stress, Miss Rena Scott. Kicking off another song, this is Wide Receiver by Michael Henderson. Again, Wide Receiver by Michael Henderson, and we are going to cue them into the studio for the exclusive interview. Bad Radio.
Let's see. Up close and personal. Good evening, Marvin. See, you're not half the man you used to be. Look at that gut.
down, and still I didn't get the point.
She was with me.
They say the referee must have been smoking a joint.
She was with me.
I said, I put both my feet down, and still I didn't get the point.
You just don't listen.
Say the referee must have been smoking.
and you were tuned into Night Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Of course, it is time for our exclusive interview portion of the show featuring the soulful stylings of amazing R&B vocalist Michael Henderson as well as Miss Rena Scott. But first and foremost, before we get Michael into the studio, because we're still queuing him in, please, everyone, welcome the soulful and beautiful vocalist, Miss Rena Scott. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hey, oh, I'm wonderful. It's so good to be with you tonight and to hang out with you and Michael. It's a lovely thing.
Yes, and I just thank you so much for being in the studio because you are your vocals just instantly captivate someone when you instantly hear Take Me, I'm Yours, as well as music of your own. So it's just amazing to have such a soulful artist in the studio. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, we appreciate you having us. And, you know, soul is basically from the heart, from the soul. That's really what it is. It's from the soul. And so when you have it, it just kind of comes out. And that's part of Michael and myself as far as, you know, our singing, our writing, the whole gamut is from our soul.
Absolutely. So please introduce yourself personally to us and tell us who Ms. Rena Scott really is.
Well, I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, and I started singing in a Baptist church choir at 12 years old. I did not know I could sing, and a choir director discovered I could sing. And put me up there that Sunday. We were just fooling around in the basement where we usually do hanging out. We'd sing for morning, noon, and evening services.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the young adult choir. And one day we're just fooling around. We get Kentucky Fried Chicken, bring it back. We'd be there all day long. Anyway, he had a piano in the basement, and I started singing one of the songs that one of the great leaders, an incredible singer, led. And I started singing it, and everybody stopped what they were doing and looked around and said, "You can really sing." And I was like, "Really? Yeah." And they put me up there that evening and sang that song. And if you ever been to a church of God in Christ or, you know, Baptist church or whatever, when they get happy and the Spirit comes in, they started running up and down the aisles and knocking over benches. And I said to myself, this is way bigger than me. This is serious here. This is something way beyond me. And that's where I started. And then I entered into a major contest that called WCHB, one of the first black stations in Detroit, major stations. And they would hold a talent show every year, big, really big deal
okay.
in Detroit. It was at the Fox Theater where they always had the Motown Review. So you know the Fox was really... And so when they had it, they picked 500 out of 5,000. They picked 10 people, 10 groups or singers to be in it. And
mm-hmm.
a choir member entered me in it, and I was 13. And all the original Temptations was the special group that night. They always had a major group on top of it. And if you can imagine at 13 and seeing David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks.
Right.
I mean, at their height, on the same stage, able to just, like, you know, take pictures. That was amazing, and that was it for me. I was like, ooh, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. This is too good. And so when I got my first gig and they paid me $25 to sing, I was like, and they're going to pay me? They're going to pay me? To sing too? Oh, yeah, I'm in. So that was the beginning. And I did my first record at 15, 16, and 17. There were 45s on Epic Records. Bear Strong produced one. I could just go on. George McGregor produced one. And that was really, I was singing at every club, and Aretha, her brother saw me and heard about me, and she needed a background
awesome.
Singer, and she was going to do Carnegie Hall and go to California and do a record with Wexler, I can't think of his first name, but major producer. And if you can only imagine, she was my idol, my mentor, and then I get a chance to perform with her for the first time in L.A. and New York at Carnegie Hall. Are you kidding me? It was amazing. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I felt like I was flying, you know, when I was on stage with her. So then I did a single with Ronnie McNair, and then I did Take Me, I'm Yours with Michael. Somebody saw me at one of the nightclubs, told Michael about me. He was looking for a girl to duet, to do a duet, and we went in studio, and it was the first take, and the rest is history. It was major. It was a major record. So I'll stop there anyway, and then we'll go on because it's a whole lot about me.
So I guess you could say the magic sparked between you and Michael in the music and your vocals, because you said it only took one take, and that is hard to do in one shot. One shot wonder, that is amazing. So
well,
you
actually,
really
you know, like you do
song
several,
song.
But all they picked the first one. It was the first one we did, and we were in a studio, and we were looking at each other. Michael was on one side, and I was on the other side, and we really didn't know each other that well. We just knew about each other, and it was magic. It just kind of, you know, it was just magic. Ray Parker Jr. played on it, and Randy Jacobs, and just some major players, and then let's not leave out the major player, Michael Henderson, played bass on it. So, I mean, come on.
Yes. And were you a part of the writing team in regards to lyricism, or were you just being the amazing vocalist that you are?
Well, thank you. You a sweetheart. But, no, I didn't write it. Michael wrote that song. And so, yeah, yes, but again, it created magic, and it went to number 3 on the R&B Billboard charts. It was a major record, and we got to tour all over the country with people like Ashford and Simpson, Patti LaBelle, George Benson. I mean, if you can only imagine, Natalie Cole being on the same stage with these people. Patti LaBelle was one of my mentors as well, so to be able to be on the same stage was amazing.
Right.
Ashford and Simpson would stand backstage on the side where we could see them every night and watch us perform, and gave us nothing but love and praise. And it just was magic. And so we're getting ready to create that magic again.
I am looking forward to it. And we actually have Take Me, I'm Yours, featuring yourself in the studio. So if you don't mind as to giving an intro as we cue it into the studio for the song.
Oh, take me, I'm yours, yeah.
All right. You heard it from Miss Rena Scott. This is Take Me.
I can't be fine.
everyone, that was Take Me, I'm Yours, with the one and only Michael Henderson and soulful vocalist Miss Rena Scott. We have him officially into the studio, so let's introduce him one time and cue them both back into the studio. Michael Henderson, born in 1951, is an American bass guitarist and vocalist best known for his bass playing with Miles Davis in the early 1970s. On early fusion albums such as Jack Johnson, Alive Evil, and many more, as well as a series of R&B soulful hits, particularly the Norman Conners produced hit You Are My Starship in 1976, as well as other amazing songs in the mid-1970s. He was one of the first notable bass guitarists of the fusion era, as well as being one of the most influential bass and soul musicians over the past 40 years. In addition to Davis, he has played and recorded with Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, The Dramatics, Dr. John, along with many others. He has many hits, You Are My Starship, Valentine Love, Wide Receiver, which we have in the studio, and so much more. Let's cue them both into the studio again. Please welcome Michael Henderson and Miss Rena Scott. Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Yeah. Hello, Rick. Hello, Rena. You know what? You are so magnificent to this day. To this day, you see, women are always in charge. Men are just there. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
You see, women are so beautiful.
Well, you a sweetheart. I love you too.
That's right. All us guys got to do is just be patient. And we can learn something.
Absolutely. It's going to be great fun.
So, just to catch Mr. Michael up to speed, we were just speaking about Rena and how you guys brought this amazing, amazing song, Take Me, I'm Yours, into fruition. On the first recording she mentioned, on the first take of the song, was selected for the official song, and it was amazing as we heard in our ears and on our speakers. So how did you compose and come with the lyrics and the meat, as I say, of Take Me, I'm Yours?
Well, you know, I just I really wanted to write something other than I needed a nice record. I thought about this song, and I just wanted to get to it really quick. You know, I wanted to get to the lyrics. You know, I got excited. I wanted to, you know, just jump right into what guys were thinking, and you know, at nightclubs and being out at the venues, and write something that you know both sexes could relate to, and so that's how that came up. And then you know, I mean, if you know Miss Scott, Miss Rena Scott, you know that she's just absolutely perfect for that.
No.
Every guy would want to ask Miss Rena Scott out. You know, if you saw her, you know, back in the day and today, most guys would say, hey. When I saw you, wherever you saw her, you know, and so I just wanted to relate that in a song, and that's what happened, and it was the first take.
That is awesome.
What else can you say? I'm sorry, what's that?
Did you guys ever think? No, it's fine. I was just about to say, because it is such a beautiful song, but did you guys ever think that it would take off the way it did? I mean, top of the Billboard, people all over you guys, seeing you perform. It had to be a wild ride of success for that song.
Well, I want to be humble, Miss Scott, but I'm not going to be humble. I wanted to be humble, but like I told everybody back in the day, that this song was going to take off, and it did. It was just one of those spiritual kind of things, you know.
Well, for me, it was mind blowing, because it was a major boost in my career. I had been singing in nightclubs around Detroit, and of course with Aretha, which was wonderful, but I was singing background, but it was an experience I will never forget. But I was singing in all the nightclubs, and I was opening up for major acts, Motown acts, like I opened up for the Four Tops and the Temptations, Undisputed Truth, the Originals. I mean, people of magnitude, and I'm like 14, 15, 16 years old. And
that's amazing.
You know, and it was amazing because it was my teaching ground. I had great teachers in school. I was in all the choirs, and I sang in three different choirs in the church and community choirs. And I was doing, like, on the weekends, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday gigs, trying to go to school the next day, have, like, out of it, you know. Sometimes on the weekends, you know, like, in the snow and the ice with heels on, going, especially like on like New Year's Eve or something, I was like three or four gigs a night. So for me, this was major, 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 and so excited to go on the road and perform amongst, I mean, we had arena crowds. If you can only imagine that,
right,
you get to perform again with these great artists, I mean, that you only hope to, you know, just be close to. And so it was definitely, and then we would get standing ovations every night, every night. And being that you had all these different groups on, this was like sometimes like San Diego Arena, like baseball.
Right.
House, you know? I mean, it don't get better than that.
And when you think about it, this is just something that popped on my head, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners and the supporters of you guys would want to know, would you guys reunite to do a collaborative album, if that's even in the near future or further away? Would you consider doing a collaborative album together?
Definitely. We're talking about doing some things, and I hope that the arena would like to do that, because I feel as though we still have that spark, and you know, she's a great vocalist and great artist, and you know, and nothing's changed. I mean, we're better than we were, I believe, than we were when we first. We have a better understanding, and I think we are actually better than we were when we first did Take Me, I'm Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is incredible. I feel as an artist that I have definitely, you know, over the years now that I'm my voice is more, it has more warmth to me and substance. But not to take anything back anything from when that was, because I was in my prime, you know, as far as like being introduced to the world. And but, you know, yes, we are talking about doing some collaborations. We're even talking about redoing Take Me, I'm Yours, and we're just going to say that much. But we are talking about different things, because our fans are almost demanding it, and it is a wonderful thing. It's an awesome thing. When they start saying, yeah, I really want you, you know, I really want you to do this.
And I know you guys are doing amazing performances, Michael, of course. And I'm excited for, when are your upcoming dates for your performances as well as locations?
Well, we have May the 10th at Catalina in Hollywood. At the Catalina in Hollywood. May the 10th. We want everybody to come out and support. And this is our first concert and of many that we're going to do together. And Rena, you take it from there.
Well, no, we're in the planning stages. Michael has several concerts coming up, but we're in the planning stages of putting it back together with he and I, and maybe several other artists that we performed with before that would be on the same bill to make it major. You know, and this is a small and intimate venue that's going to be fabulous. The Who's Who has done the Catalina Bar and Grill in Hollywood, And it gives us a chance to, this is Michael's and my first appearance in the Southern California area, the L.A. area, in many years. And it's been many years since we performed together. The last time we performed together, we did the Long Beach Jazz Festival, which was fabulous. But I think that was about 10 years ago, Michael. I think it was, if I'm not wrong. And Gene Kern. Oh, wow. Yes, and Gene Kern was on there, which we plan on doing some more shows with her as well. I love Gene.
Billy Paul was on that show.
Yeah, that's right. Billy Paul, Gene Kern. several people was on that because it was a three-day event, but it was fabulous. And so, like I said, we're in the process of reuniting performing-wise and doing some surprise things recording-wise.
Oh, I am excited. That is awesome.
Right, now,
you must know,
even though it's an intimate setting, we're going to have a nine-piece band, horns and bass and keyboards. And we're not coming short. We're coming with at least nine-piece band at the Catalina.
And how excited am I? Baby, I mean, this is too cool. I mean, because I get a chance to open up for Michael and do some of my own songs, my own hits, but then I come back and do some, I'm just going to say, some songs with Michael during his show, and it's going to be so fun. And there's a few tickets left, people, just a few, so come on and get them because they are going really fast, and it's on May 10th right now at 7 to 10, so you better hurry up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys are not playing. I mean, a full band, you are coming head first for everybody's ears.
No, we're not doing keyboards and a bongo.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fabulous. Can you imagine with horns and a serious rhythm section? I mean, they have some of the greatest musicians ever in L.A., so we got the prime.
Background singer, everything.
Woo! Yes, that's what you call real music. I don't think there's anything like that now that sounds like real music, where you have the funky bass line and the drums and the vocalist doo-wop and shoo-wop in the background, and then you have your amazing artist in the forefront. There is nothing like that feeling of real soul. Me speaking personally from being a fan of real music, but there is nothing like that feeling of having real soul.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing that stations like you guys are playing our music. It's keeping it alive, and there's really a major fan base for this music. I mean, they thirst for it, and I myself am a fan of it. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing that you're playing it.
Yes. And we actually have a caller on the line by the name of Kingdom, and I'm sure he wants to give a few shout-outs, ask you guys some questions, and he also mentioned being associated with Mr. Henderson. So, hello, Kingdom. You are live in the studio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
All right, Kingdom. How you doing now?
Oh, man, I'm staying wise and civilized. How you doing?
All right now. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I used to listen to you all the time, man, when I first heard you. You know, Michael Henderson, I was turning girls out with you.
All right now.
Oh, are you bragging? Yeah. You bragging, huh? Okay.
I'm just telling you, I didn't have to do too much with Mike on the radio and on the CDs and the 8-tracks. I didn't have to do too much.
You're funny.
Did you have any questions or anything or shout-outs you wanted to give as far as Michael and Ms. Rena?
You know, I just like to give a shout-out to the whole Sac Town. You know, we're going to put it down for Mike and give him a beautiful, warm welcome and try to let him know that he's always welcome to come back here again and put the blast on Sac and keep Sac flowing on with this Mike thing. And I really appreciate, you know, me rocking with him on this level. That's because, you know, he's an icon to me and shows the sister that's going to be rocking with him as well. And, you know, Keith Washington and Greg Rose, all of them is icons. So it's a big pleasure for me to be able to be in their status.
Hey,
blessings
well, you know
to
what
you
I'm,
and thank you.
Yeah, blessings to you and thank you as well. Yes, sir. And I want to thank you, brother, for calling in because, you know, we appreciate this because, you know, they call this – I looked at R&B Today on television today, and I said, who are those people?
I don't you know, it's so strange these days, you know, with the music industry. I mean, you know, I love that soul, so I'm going to stay with the soul, you know, where it's deep down
right.
and it's dirty and it's good and it's loving and it's heartful feeling and it's sadness and it's happiness. I love that real soul that'll make you think for a while, you know, and you really
yeah.
broke that, you know, and so did the sister there and Keith Washington, you know, they really brought that. So, you know, I'm going to try to keep it as live as long as I can because I love that soul. And that soul just, it captivates you. It you know, it can nourish your heart and it can mend you back together once you've been broken, you know, and it get you back on track. So I just really appreciate
yeah.
you guys, you know, with that phenomenal thing that you guys be doing.
That's
hey, well,
wonderful
thank
thing. Thank you so much. And bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kingdom. Thank you so much for calling in. And it's always good to hear from someone who is a fan or a supporter or a fellow performer as well, just giving such positive feedback. Because nowadays in the music industry, it is very competitive, whereas before we were inspired by each other or pulling from each other and even just doing features because music was about the heart. And it's just amazing to see you still continuously moving forward in your career. That's amazing to me.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm thankful to the Internet. That changed music for us totally because without that, Michael and myself would not be able to put the music out for our fans to hear. Back in the day when we recorded Take Me, I'm Yours back in 1978, there was no Internet, and you had to do the legwork, and you had to fly in and out and all that, you know, and made sure that major radio had your music, and it was so political and that whole thing. Well, now this is a whole new thing. I mean, it's the Internet has just – it's blessed me because I've been networking, you know, and have developed – so many relationships with so many DJs and fans and friends and family across the world that has opened up a whole new world for me to have my music out there where people can hear it across the world, unlike before. So, I mean, they're good and bad to all that, but this is the wonderful part about it, and that's why we're able to do an interview with you today and all that.
Hey, Rena, I'm going to say this too. Let me say that they can get tickets at the few tickets that are remaining at Michael Henderson at the Catalina.eventbrite.com. That's Michael Henderson at the Catalina. Because, you know, I can't tell you who's coming through. I think we're going to have, like, maybe Ray Parker and maybe some Earth, Wind & Fire band members coming through to support us on this show.
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be like the old days when all of us got together, all the great musicians and singers and folks that got together and just said, "Ooh, just let me do a little something. Come on up there and be with you." So it's an awesome thing. Yes,
well,
please. And you can find that on Michael's Facebook site, and you can find it on my site. I have a Rena Scott site, and I have a Rena Scott fan site. It's posted. It's posted on Michael Henderson's site. It's posted on our website. My site is renascott.net, and Michael will give his site. But and come on down.
Right. And, you know, Ray Parker was the guitarist on the song Take Me Out.
Yeah, baby.
And you know, the drummer was Ollie Brown, who did all of Rick James's records, You and I, you know, he did all of the Rick James songs, and they wrote a lot of hit records for a lot of people, Ray Parker and Ollie Brown, and those two were on the recording on Take Me, I'm Yours.
I love it.
So, Michael, here's a question specifically for you. Out of your amazing music, such as You Are My Starship and Take Me, I'm Yours and Wide Receiver, what would you say is your personal favorite out of your musical repertoire?
Well, I can't say. I don't have a personal favorite. They're all like gems to me. I'm like sitting up with all my marbles like a big old kid. Like a big kid. I love each and every one of them because I know they're from God. They came from God.
That's
so I don't
awesome.
Have a favorite. They're all special. And each and every one of them, because that's all we have, is what we produce and what we come with. And if you can't choose one over the other. It's just like having kids, you know. You love all of them, or you know you love all of your kids and what you created and what the universe has given to you. So I love them all. Now Take Me, I'm Yours is a monster, but as you know, Miss Scott will tell you the same thing. She loves all of the stuff that she's doing.
And I do. But there's a few of them that it just gets me a little more than others, but they're all my children, like you said. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, say, but you can groove on certain ones that just kind of hit the spot for you, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they hit the spot. You see, that's something that men still have to learn, you know, from women. They always got to, you know, quit dancing around, man. Here it is right here. What you doing? Where you going? What you looking over there for? You know, I'm gonna leave that alone. But
leave it alone.
but when certain people, you know, certain people are teaching you, when you're learning from certain people, well, they're showing you how to relax and to sing and to do the right things. And Miss Scott was a great teacher. And listen, I learned a lot from Miss Rena Scott. You hear me?
Oh, I'm humbled by that, Michael, because you know you are a legend. In your own right, way before I did Take Me, I'm Yours. And so I felt like you just took me on board, brought me on board the Michael Henderson train.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're a
that.
Teacher. You're a great teacher.
Well, you know, I've been in the business over 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael, you've been in the business a long time too, and we have worked with some of the greatest in the business, and so that has been a truly blessing. And I feel like at this point in my life, this is another phase in my life that things are. I got a new single out on a label out of the Netherlands called The Room Recordings, and they have taken some of the songs I've recorded and remixed them. And I, on my new single, A Love Thing, being remixed, I have over 72,000 hits just like elated. So I'm going for 100, and then we might go for 1 million. So, but I'm just saying, we still doing the thing, and happy to be amongst people like Michael Henderson.
Well, thank you, Ms. Scott. Thank you so much.
Some advice that you could give, this is for both of you now, what would be some advice that you would give to anyone who has a dream or has that music bug that wants to break into the industry?
Michael, you go first, because I talk a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, first you have to, this is a love thing. You have to want to be involved. You may not get paid at first. You know, when I first started in this business, I didn't make any money. Okay, it was a labor of love, and you have to decide what your options are and what you're really in this for. You have to learn the business first. Some people start by going to get coffee and ordering pizza and putting cables and wah-wah pedals together and doing errands, you know, phone boy, that's what they call it, phone boy or phone girl or whatever. And, you know, I started off by playing bass for people, and they just liked the way I played bass. then the next thing I knew, I was getting paid for it. So I was dedicated. I was dedicated. And so in the beginning, I did it. And so and right now, it's the same thing. You have to be dedicated to it. And so I started not being paid for it, but I loved what I was doing, and the people saw the love in me. And
right.
then they hired me. And then they paid me. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, Ms. Rena, what advice would you give to someone who wants to break into the industry?
I would say first and foremost to really work on your craft, like Michael said. You know, my experience came from all different places because I was in the choir. I was in the concert choir and the variety, the varsity choir and the, you know, whatever choir it was in school, I was in that. And I was, you know, I'm also into acting. So I those were my two passions. And people, you know, my teachers and people saw that. And I was also in three different choirs, two Baptist church choirs and a community choir. And I mean,
Marina. I hate to interrupt you, but it didn't hurt that you were absolutely beautiful, too.
But I started early, you know, like I said, because I sang for my elementary school graduation. I sang with three little boys backgrounding me, you know, graduating from the sixth grade into the seventh grade, and was in everything. And I had teachers in school. I had choir directors in each one of these choirs that was strong choirs that had the best of the best choir directors and musicians that played. And they just taught me. And so, and then I started doing nightclubs. I mean, Ken Bell goes back to Casino Royale when I was 13 years old, and my mom was managing me because I was too young to be in the bars by myself. And she was there, and she
right.
contacted him. He was the beginning of that, that said, listen, I want to do something. I want my daughter to do this. And then he brought me in. The first time he brought me in, and he paid me, I think, $25, $50, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm getting paid. And, I mean, I opened up for these major acts, and it went on from there. Just, you know, escalated. And so to get paid for it was an amazing thing for me. And so I would say to them, practice. Find your own place, you know, find your own instrument, your own style, develop it. I listened to so many different people, but I told you before, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin first, Patti LaBelle, Gladys
right.
Knight, Barbara Streisand, Nancy Wilson, Mavis Staples, those were my mentors at that time, you know, and I just took it all like a gumbo and I just made it mine. Eventually, I developed my own style. So you got to have your own style. You got to know the music business because folks are out there, baby. But it's a wonderful thing that you can promote your own music on these websites now. And also, get on these great shows if you can. Audition for American Got American Idol and The Voice and all these shows if you can. If they come in your area, take advantage of them. And sing amongst your family and friends, but surround yourself around only people who are going to love you and wish the best for you, because there's a lot of haters out there, and there's a lot of folks who, you know, don't wish you the well, but you got to surround yourself around the right people. You must, and you got to put God in your life and trust him and work hard on your craft, and God will do the rest.
Beautiful and well said from both of you. Before we get into some more music by Mr. Michael Henderson and get you guys out of the studio, you're probably going to call each other up and talk about your excitement for the event coming up. But how can we keep up with you? Can you tell us your social media sites as well as official websites again?
Michael, you go ahead.
Well, all right. Mine is facebook.com/ Michael Henderson Info /. It is facebook.com/ Michael Henderson Info /.
And mine is Rena Scott Fans, and my website is renascott.net, RENASCOTT.net. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn, I'm on there, and you can find all the information on there. All my songs are on iTunes and Amazon.com. And Google me. I'm all over the place. I got about 7 pages on YouTube from the beginning of my career to the end. And I won't say, ooh, until current. And just love you and thank you.
Awesome. We're getting ready to play Take Me, I'm Yours one more time, as well as You Are My Starship. But thank you so much, Michael and Ms. Rena, for being in the studio. I thank you again for your amazing energy. Together, you guys are dynamite, I swear.
Oh.
Even just being in the studio tonight, I can tell. When you get on stage, it's a whole nother level. I can tell.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah.
Come on down and join the fun, baby.
That's right. Come on down. Fusion, baby.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Faces of Success.
Thank you.
Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
And Ms. Pearl, just want to mention the May 6th event that's going on for the St. Jude's Hospital, that I will be performing a tribute to Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, with so many other incredible performers that are doing this to raise money for the St. Jude's Hospital, and that would be on May 6th. It starts at 5:00, and you go on and tell them the rest. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I think we're all here. Mr. Michael, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, yes, for the May 6th event, the 2017 Old School Celebrity Awards Ceremony and Benefit Concert. We've got so many heavy hitters hitting the stage. Make sure you get your tickets while it's hot at facesofsuccessradio.com. And support Mr. Michael as well as Ms. Rena on their social media sites, because I know their next performance is going to be amazing. And I look forward to seeing all of you guys at the May event. Thank you again, Michael and Ms. Rena, for being in the studio so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
Thank
us,
you.
And we'll Thank look you. Forward to the next interview.
All right. So, again, we're going to play You Are My Starship as well as Take Me, I'm Yours by Mr. Michael Henderson and Ms. Rena Scott. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. The one and only Mr. J. Michael's in the studio as well. What's going on, Jay?
How you doing? How you doing?
I am fantastic. We see you're cued into the studio, so tell us what's going on with you, as well as some info on the May event.
Well, how about that? Mr. Henderson and Marina Scott on your program. Amazing people right there, just alone with their talent. Blows me away, I'll tell you that. Excited to hear their interview, by all means. On our May 6th, just around the corner there, we have the 2017 Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, which the proceeds are going down to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and also we have the Youth Helpers. And this show, the lineup that we have, we've got going on Howard Hewitt, we got GQ, Club the Vogue, Chico. We got some serious people that are coming in. In fact, tribute honoring Marvin Gaye, some of his music. I believe Rena and Mr. Henderson will be there. And we're excited. And then we're excited. It's in the city of Ontario, California, May 6th. Big event. We're excited. Building it up. We're going to have you in the house. All excited. So what we're trying to do now is just get the word out. Get the word out there and let these people know the amount of talent that we have coming to the floor. Come out and have a ball. You know, we don't put it out there as a concert, we don't put it as a concert or a show, but we put it as an experience. Come experience this experience. Isn't that amazing? You got like Mr. Henderson there and Rena Scott. Look at the experience that they have behind them. I mean, Rena's 40-something years and Michael Henderson, the same thing. This is talent. Nice.
Absolutely.
Gonna be there.
And
talent.
Their chemistry is just amazing to me as well.
The chemistry
even
is
after
there.
So many years.
You can tell right off the bat. I mean, that's what it works. It's the ingredients. You know, when we say J. Michael's Team Entertainment, that team, I must have mentioned this to you before. If not, but I'm going to be happy to tell you this. The abbreviation that we feel that for team is together. Everyone accomplishes more. So if you get that right ingredient, like Mr. Henderson and Rena Scott there, that ingredient that's there, it works. It works. So this lineup that we have here on May 6th, the right ingredients, it's going to work. You're going to come there and experience the experience. Now, how these folks, your listeners and listeners there, to get these tickets? We're coming down to the wire. I mean, we got, you know, a couple of weeks here to go. We're down to the wire, so get those tickets. Direct ticket line 9714-341-0751. Purchase those tickets. Help us help them, which is the St. Jude Children Research Hospital and the Youth Helpers. They can also find any information that they are missing by this conversation. And go to our websites. We have jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. It has all the information that you could possibly ask on these websites. If you don't want to go to the website because you know this lineup, the talent that we have behind it, pick up that phone and call us today and get your tickets for this lineup that we have. The talent, again, I'm going to go back to that, the amount of talent that we have night. So we have an all-star cast, Just an amazing. We're so excited. I hope you can tell that by my call here, but so is everybody else. Everybody's excited. They're pumped up. We're ready to rock and roll the city of Ontario that night. We're going to blow the roof off, I can tell you that.
Man. And I'm even more excited to catch a picture with you on the red carpet.
Oh, I'm excited, man.
I wonder what you're going to be wearing. Are you pulling out a nice three-piece or a two-piece suit? Hair
well,
slicked back, looking all cool.
I'm going to tell you, Miss Pearl Adami, she knows exactly what I'm wearing with Faces of Success Radio. And between her and I, we have kept this quiet. And I'm not about to go live here and tell you. You're just going to have to come out and see what Mr. J. Michael's wearing that night. I'm gonna blow you away as well. And you know what? I'm gonna be honored tonight. Seriously honored to stand by your side and take a photo with you. And on top of that, more honored that you're gonna be up on that stage and performing. I am so excited about that. You know, as well as like I said, we have a lot of other a lot of other artists are coming. The Isaac Sisters are coming down. Joe Levy, I believe you just had him on your radio here a week or so ago. So we have a lot of talent. And bringing it to the Ontario, we're just going to blow them away. So, we're going to come there, we're going to get our pictures, and we're going to post them all over the place, you and I. That's what we're going to do.
Yes, we are. And I'm excited to hit the stage because being surrounded by so many like-minded music lovers and people who have held out R&B soul in the industry for so many years and still continuing to do that. Me just being in the music industry for 14 years and I'm continuously going to grow and evolve as a person and as an artist, but just being around everyone and feeling the energy of what real music was and is going to be mind-blowing. It just is.
You are absolutely right. Now, again, I'm going to back to that word there, Nye, is the talent that's there. I mean, these people... We look up to, all the way back to the Soul Train, Dick Clark era. These are people that you're going to look up to and continue to look up to because of that experience that they have. And as you say, they're still doing it to this day. I mean, I'm just honored just to stand by any one of them. It's just an honor. I'm just so excited. Like I said, Howard Hewitt's on the lineup, GQ, Club Nouveau. We've got many, many folks that are there, including yourself. I mean, you said 14 years. I've been doing this 32 years, and the amount of artists that I've come across have always have looked up to these people. They wouldn't be here today unless it's for like people like us to keep pushing them, like you. Keep pushing her and pushing her. You have the desire. You can reach for it. There's nothing going to stop you from doing this. Now, some of these artists, when they're on your station, have been asked, what is it going to take for these new people to come up? It's that desire.
Right.
You got to have that desire, to fulfill others, and that is through your music. You're up on that stage. I think you had Wave a while back. He may not be nervous when he's on the stage because he's been doing this for so many years, and he's there to please. Nye is going to be up on that stage to please. She's going to overwhelm the audience. GQ is going to overwhelm the audience. They're not going to be nervous. It's just a big party. It's just a big party,
yes.
Celebrating life and helping to give life to some degree to the St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. I mean, we're helping these children that have cancer. We have the youth helpers that take the children out of the inner city, Nye, that are unable to get out of the city. And they take them fishing. They take them camping. They give them an opportunity. They're opening the door. Hopefully, we could help give them a future. And this is one of the reasons we're putting on this show, the 2017 Celebrity Red Carpet and Benefit Concert, is so that we can feel that we have contributed. So what we need now is to get some of these listeners to purchase these tickets to help us help them. And in the same token, you're going to be entertained by these amazing artists that are right in front of you. The seating is, the place is called the California Education and Performing Arts Center, again in the city of Ontario.
Yes.
Nye, it holds 750 seats. I don't care what seat you sit in, you are still front row seat. Now, the tickets are ranging from $50 up to $125. Now, we have the VIP section, get to walk the red carpet, limo ride. They get food, they get pictures with their choice of artist. I mean, they're getting everything that you could possibly get.
All right. I am excited. And let's continue the countdown the day.
The countdown is on. So come on out with your listeners again to get a hold of any information. jmichaelsteamentertainment.com, along with facesofsuccessradio.com, the direct ticket line, 714-341-0751. Again, that's at the California Education and Performing Arts Center there in the city of Ontario. Proceeds to benefit St. Jude's Children Research Hospital and youth helpers. And again, briefly, the lineup: Howard Hewitt, Chico the Bard, Club the Bowl.
Yes.
And of course, Nye's going to be there. You can't. So come on out, folks. Enjoy the experience. As we put it, come experience the experience of J. Michael's Team Entertainment and Faces of Success Radio. Come on out and join us and help celebrate life. And that's what it's about. So with that being said, I know you got your radio going on and people are listening in and want some more tunes being played. I hope this evening sometimes you get an opportunity to play some of these Howard Hewitt music, GQ, some of these folks.
Yes,
people, it'll help build them up. They get that excitement going. So once they see them live, I'm going to tell you, smiles. So with that being said, now you have a wonderful evening. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to come on the station there and talking with you and listening to Mr. Henderson there, along with Rena Scott. I mean, it was an honor just to listen to him, and I can't wait to meet them myself. So with that, have a wonderful evening. God bless you. God bless everything that you're doing to keep this music alive, and that's what it's about. It's going to take folks like you, me, the radio, to keep this alive. If we don't do it,
yes,
who's going to do it? If we don't do this, who's going to help keep it alive? And the old school, from the new school to any music that you can imagine, we need to keep it going now. But let's keep it going with the notions that we're giving smiles, we're giving memories. And at this particular show, the 2017 Celebrity Red Carpet, we're actually giving life. We're actually giving life. People, let's help. Help us help them. Help us come out, get yourself, bring your dancing shoes, come out and dance.
Yep.
And in the meantime, while you're there having an amazing time, we are helping those that can help others to have that same amazing time. And that is life itself. So again, 714-341-0751, direct line there, tonight. So we want to be sure we get it out there so these people can come on out and enjoy themselves. Okay?
Definitely. Thanks, Jay, for stopping in and letting everybody know about the event. And I am excited to see what you are going to be wearing on the red carpet. Yes.
Keep it a secret. Have a wonderful night. God bless.
All right. We are 2 weeks away. Exactly 2 weeks and some change away from the 2017 Old School Benefit Concert and event. But as Michael said, it's not just a concert. It's an experience. So bring your mom, your uncles, aunties, cousins, third brother, everybody to the event. Get down there in Ontario, California, and check out all of the information at facesofsuccessradio.com. I love you guys so much. Shout out to Mr. Henderson as well as Miss Rena Scott for giving us the soulful styles of R&B vocals and so much beautiful energy in the studio. I'm not going to hold you all for too much longer. I love you guys. Tune in every Friday from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern on Faces of Success Radio. I love you all and have an amazing evening. Good night, all.
J. Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, oh, but it's
Howard Hewitt.
For the lover can do the dream.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Get ready, ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that.
Club Nouveau. and John John of Troop. The barge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.